Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Boom, you had a Cassie catch in right field, you had a Rojas catch in center field, you had a Kepler catch in left field, and Boom, it legitimately may have been the best defensive game he ever played. And yet the Phillies still get freaking smoked. I mean, not blown out, but essentially smoked because the bats didn't freaking come through. Devin in for Reed today. Devin, how frustrated are you?
Extremely frustrated. It feels like every game there's, you know, something new to be concerned about with this Phillies team. Like after their first game against Mets, really after, you know, the start to the season, it's the bullpen. Obviously, that is still a concern. Yep. Ryan Kerkering looks horrible, but I mean, shout out to Joe Russ coming in the second inning or third inning, third, I should say. Yeah. But it really is the bats not providing the run support. I mean, you have guys like Bryce Harper, like Trey Turner, they're paid the big bucks. Like, I know that we've been frustrated with the back of the lineup, but you need those guys to step up when it really matters. Going back to the first game of the series, you know, Bryce Harper and Trey Turner each strike out when the Phillies got within one, thanks to Bryson Stott. So I'm not seeing what I want from the bats, and I don't know how to. It seems like they need to be injected with energy and motivation. They just seem, the whole team seems really deflated. And I don't know if that's Rob Thompson. I don't know if that's, you know, leadership within the clubhouse, but something isn't working. They need to figure it out.
They feel to me culturally stagnant right now.
Yeah.
They really do. And again, reference the hungry dogs run faster thing. They don't strike me as a bunch of hungry dogs right now. They really don't. And I'll say this, the two biggest issues this year, I think, clearly have been the bullpen and the bats. Bullpen has been worst, but to me, the bats are a far bigger issue because it's far harder to fix. Bullpen, like, that's an easier, because that's a guy in, guy out, three guys in, three guys out every year. The problem with this lineup is if Trey Turner's not, and listen, to your point, John, Trey does have an on base, I have to look it up now, 350, 360, he has gotten on.
I think he's 351
yeah,
on
but
base.
I don't feel like he's been that impactful. There's not that many homers. There's not that many triples. Like, I need Trey Turner. Let me put it this way. You watch a Phillies-Mets game, and you see the way the Mets 1-2-3. 1-2-3. It's like, whoa, they're coming at you here, right? I mean, they got Lindor, then they got
Soto, and they got Alonso.
Joe, it's like, wow.
I can say it even easier
Holy
for you.
Mackerel.
How about this? Trey Turner, we're talking about his 351 OBP. He's got a 333 slugging. Think about that.
That's
his slugging
horrible.
Percentage is 18 points lower than his on-base percentage.
Which is almost impossible.
You never see it. It's
yes.
so rare for
Correct.
Your slugging percentage to be below your on-base percentage. Like,
right.
that's how, to your point, your
yeah.
exact point, no doubles, no homers, like yeah. no impactful hits.
And I'll just one more thing, and then we'll get to the phones in one second. I'll say this. I think back to this past offseason, and I say to myself, you know, Pete Alonso's got, you know, 5 million RBIs already this year. Boy, he'd been a nice first baseman for the Phils.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Alonso, first base, Bryce Harper, right field, Castellanos left field, let's play ball. Well, don't have him. 215-5.
You love Pete Alonso.
You know what? Like,
Have you ever seen Pete Alonso run? Have you ever seen him run? Because when you watch him sprint, it immediately gives you the ick.
Well, that's
like
why Joe likes him, because he runs like Joe.
No,
they're mirror images.
They're like peas and carrots.
Right.
Two peas in a
he
pod.
He irritates me also, but you got to admit, the guy, I just spit out a lot there. The guy hits.
Totally
that
gross.
Was a lot. But the
like
guy,
a giant, ooh,
the guy does drive and runs. All right, coming up in a minute, all the phone calls, reaction on the Phils, And, of course, your anticipation for the draft as well. All that up ahead in 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know that my family is getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love, and I don't have to worry as much about keeping the dog off the lawn. It's safer. Switch to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program. This is a big deal. It's really helped my lawn. You schedule the full-service program today, you'll get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family-operated Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Jason Kelce at 7:30 today, and AMA today at 7 o'clock. You ask, we answer. Get the questions in. What do you want to know? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. AMA, we'll have some fun with that at 7. To the phones. Boy, the Phils have not been fun lately. Steve in Egg Harbor Township kicks us off. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, number one, don't care about Mr. Blase, Rob Thompson. In my opinion, they lose today. He's fired. He's done. Number two, I am so tired of Castellanos. In every big spot, you know how to deal with this guy. Swinging at that pitch, he couldn't hit that with Moses' rod that he was holding thousands and thousands of years ago. And number three, Dave Dombrowski going to the dumb school of Daryl Morron, signing Nola to a 7-year, $172 million contract. I'm sorry. If you can get rid of Nola at the trade deadline this year, you better get rid of him because this guy is just a disaster for the next 6 years, if you ask me.
Well, look, you got a lot in there. I'm not ready to dump Nola yet. I am concerned. Dombrowski looks pretty foolish right now on a lot of fronts. There's no question about that. It's not that hard to spend a lot of millions and millions and like $1 billion from the owner. I mean, I guess if you added it up, it's probably $1 billion worth of commitment money. It looks foolish because it just feels like they've assigned the money to the wrong players. And that's why I think it's, you know, some people are going to drag, you know, Middleton into this year. I think that's largely unfair. Like, let me ask you a question, Steve. I'm going to roll out to you right now our Twitter poll question of the day. Rip me an answer right off top of your head. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Steve, you get first crack at it today. Who do you blame the most for the Phillies' struggles this season? Is it A, the players? And yes, we're lumping them all together, the players. B, Dombrowski. C, Rob Thompson. Who do you blame the most?
D, all of the above.
All right, come on. Give me an answer. Who do you blame the most?
I'll tell you what, man. I do not. You should put the hitting coach in there because he's. I think he's the biggest problem. If you're not going to go with the hitting coach, I go with Thompson.
So he would be last for me.
I was struggling between Dombrowski and the players, yeah. And Thompson way behind. I think it's the players for me, but it's close.
It's very close.
But Thompson, it's like not even in the discussion for me of those three. I mean,
I agree, John. Do you have a gut feeling on that?
Oh man, no. I'm with you guys.
That is the exact, like, how we feel about the Phillies right there in 3 seconds.
It's bad. All right, look, you can weigh in, and I'm curious your answer. Who do you blame the most? Because that caller went after Dombrowski, players, and Topper.
And so, Kevin Long, too.
This is a top five roster in terms of what we're paying out to these guys. Is it really all the wrong guys? I mean, It's a lot of them. It does feel like his hit and his actual like connecting percentage when you look at Nola.
Who's the he?
Dombrowski. Yeah. When we're talking about the Nola deal, it feels recent. It feels like the example. It really makes me down.
The trade thing hits me the most because $300 million that's hard for an organization to come back from. If you misassign $300 million to someone, that's
you're 3 of 11. That's the other thing. It's not just misassigning the money; it's misassigning the money to someone who was 30 at the time you gave it to him, or 20, about to turn 30 for the season.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, your chance to win Phillies tickets on today's show. Also, Daniel Jeremiah, on the Eagles at 32. What Rob Thompson said about Christopher Sanchez, we'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of these topics on 94 WIP.